Yep. Welcome back to Rambling Followers.
That's Father Tay.
Oh, that was kind of mumbled. Father Brian.
And welcome to our ongoing series of the Meditations by St. Francis de Sales.
Intro to Devout Life.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
And so now we're moving to the ninth meditation. The topic is on the choice, which is pressed upon you, to choose either heaven or hell.
Oh, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an everyday choice.
Mm-hmm. So place yourself, close your eyes, and place yourself in the presence of God. Humble yourself before Him and ask His inspiration. Some things to consider as you are praying. Imagine yourself alone with your good angel in an open plain, as was Tobit on his way to Rages. Suppose the angel to set before you paradise, full of delights and joys, and on the other hand hell with all its torments. Contemplate both, kneeling in imagination before your guardian angel. Consider that you are most truly standing between hell and paradise, and that both the one and the other open to receive you according to your own choice. Consider that choice that you make in this life will last forever in the next. Consider, too, that while both are open to receive you according to your choice, yet God, who is prepared to give the one by reason of his justice, the other by reason of his mercy, all the while desires unspeakably that you should select paradise, and your good angels urging you with all his might to do so, offering you countless graces on God's part, countless helps to attain to it. Consider that Jesus Christ, enthroned in heaven, looks down upon you in loving invitation. O beloved one, come unto me and joy forever in the eternal blessedness of my love. Behold his mother, yearning over you with maternal tenderness. Courage, my child, do not despise the goodness of my son, or my earnest prayers for thy salvation. Behold the saints who have left you their example, the millions of holy souls who long after you, desire earnestly that you may one day be forever joined to them in their song of praise, urging upon you that the road to heaven is not so hard to find as the world would have you think. Press on boldly, dear friend, they cry. Whoso will ponder well the path by which we came hither will discover that we attain these present delights by sweeter joys than any this world can give. Yeah, I know the last consideration was a lot. So in shorter words, imagine that Jesus is sitting in heaven and he's looking at you, inviting you to come closer, to be in his presence. And Jesus isn't alone. His mother Mary is right behind him, and she's also looking at you with love, saying, come here, my child. Do not be afraid of the good things we want to give to you. Come closer. Look at all the angels and saints who come to your aid, and they all want one thing of you, is to choose the greatest good. The greatest good is to be with our God right now and here in this place. Hear them encouraging you. Go on. Be courageous. Whoever follows the Lord in this path will be able to enjoy the sweetest gifts and the sweetest consolation more than anything else that the world can give.
You come to the choice.
Oh hell, I abhor thee now and forever. I abhor thy griefs and torments, and thine endless misery, thy unceasing blasphemy, the malediction which thou pourest out upon my God. And I turning to thee, O blessed paradise, eternal glory, unfading happiness, I choose thee forever as my abode, thy glorious mansions, thy precious and abiding tabernacles. O my God, I bless thee, mercy, which gives me the power to choose. O Jesus, Savior, I accept thy eternal love and praise thee for the promise thou hast given me of a place prepared for me in that blessed New Jerusalem, where I shall love and bless thee forever. Second choice. Dwell lovingly upon the example set before you by the Blessed Virgin and the saints, and strive to follow where they point you. Give yourself up to your guardian angel, that he may be your guide, and gird you your courage anew, and make this choice. And that is the conclusion of the choice between heaven and hell. Graces to be shared. This takes me back to the 30-day silent that we did. Mm-hmm. 30-day silent, we had 20 minutes of hell, 20 minutes of heaven, and then 20 minutes to think about where we wanted to end up and what the difference were. And I think one of the big graces that came to me during that time was that hell was centrally pleasurable, or that was centrally desirable, but I knew that it was all a lie. It wasn't like real, right? Because he's the father of lies. So the father of lies in hell. Mm-hmm. Now you're agreeing with me?
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it looked like there was, to put it in our modern psychology world, more pleasure, less pain, but obviously there's more pain than pleasure in hell. But it was interesting because it was like living that life, right? So hell is the worst place to end up, but I forget who said it, but the Lord, or the evil one, makes it the most majestic road possible to get to, right? So, like, a very enticing road is the road to hell. And as Jesus says, many are on the way to the road of destruction. Right? The narrow gate is the narrow gate to life. Choose life. But then I was looking at Jesus' camp of heaven, and there's martyrs, so people that have died for Jesus. There are saints that have lived holy lives. And I was like, I don't really know you. I know more of the other side of this thing. And so But the Lord was actually up on the cross. He wasn't in a throne chair. He was up on the cross, and he said, you know, like, basically, come follow me, come die with me. And I said, but that looks really painful. I don't want to do that. Like, that looks like it's going to suck, a life following you. And he said, yeah, but I'm telling you the truth. Like, it's going to be suffering. It's going to be painful. People are going to misunderstand you. People are going to hate you because you're taking care of and trying to love and trying to do the Lord's, my Father's will. And this is how it ends up in this broken world. And so it was just like a very real moment of like, okay, do I want the pursuing all the, making all the goods of the world an idol so that it looks like my life is fulfilled, even though interiorly I could be completely empty and suffer that for all eternity? Or could my life be of suffering love, which love is to suffer, to choose to love is to choose to suffer. So am I choosing to do that for love of the Lord's will, and that I'm okay with the suffering because I'm choosing the Father's will of my life over and above anything else? So it was just real. It was a fun time. Of course, the life of a priest is definitely a very graced life, a very blessed life. Mm-hmm. But it also has its challenges like every other vocation that the Lord calls us to. So it's just a real thing of like the Lord being real. Like, do I want to follow a lover, or do I want to follow a liar, or the liar, or the lover? So that was kind of one of the graces that came out of this heaven, and or the choice, right? The heaven or hell choice. It was like, I want to be in heaven, but I'm also not sure. Like, I want to, but it's also going to mean different things than, yeah, following the Lord's, the Father's will in your life. Just a very interesting, because then I think what the big thing is like, then I get to base my life in a truth and not in a lie. And I can see myself and God in that love. So, what do you got?
Well, that was powerful. I don't know how I could follow up with that. I guess for me it was
Okay, don't.
No, seriously, I guess mine was, I remember, like, on a 30-day, like, I agree with the central thing, right? Like, when you were in the camp of the devil, all I remember was being suckered in, right? Oh, yeah, this looks good, this looks good. And then seeing the after effect of, like, yeah, this is not exact, this is not what it looked like, from 10 miles away. Now, when you get closer, you're like, oh, my gosh, right? And so I like one of the words he said, let me abhor, like, let me hate hell. And let me hate every single sin that's going to lead me to hell, right? And I remember, like, from my spiritual director, he's like, okay, go back there. I was like, what? You know, like I remember talking to some guys afterwards, like, they only did the meditation for a short time. Why am I going there back there for 3 days straight? But the good news through that spiritual exercise was, I ran. Like, every time I hear devil, nope, we've been there before. This is not as promising or as fun as it looks like. I got scared. I remember how smelly the stuff was. And I think that was the biggest thing that helped me trigger that I was scared of, was like the smell of sulfur. That stinks, dude. That stinks worse than like rotten eggs. Imagine like everything filthy and rotting. That's what sin and hell smells like, right? And so, So just to run away, just to really make the choice to hate it, right? But then, like, when I looked over at the beautiful part of heaven, was like, all the questions were answered. There was no uncertainty. It was just there. It was beautiful. It was life-giving. And so, yeah, that was the grace for me, just to remember that. Okay, Lord, help me to choose heaven. Like, it is a choice. Don't let me get to this part of just reacting. Just help me choose you. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest grace for me. It was scary, dude.
I just think...
Scary, scary, scary.
I was preaching the other day, and it just kind of came to me, like, what
what suffering is. So suffering sometimes makes the best story, right? The camping trip that went astray, the fishing trip that went astray, the trip that went astray.
Yep.
Like getting lost and the stories of that. Just like how the suffering eventually can become the story that we most say, hey, this got us together more than the lovey-dovey stuff of our lives. Like, it's holding us together, and those stories, you know, we pass on. And, like, what heaven's going to be for that, for the saints, like, right? Like, some of the saints are depicted with beheaded and holding their heads and, like, you know, just these different ways that the saints have endured and that we have endured collectively. Like the misfortunes of life, and how much more, how our life is a dot in the blink of eternity, and become divinized. Like how many stories we'll be able to tell of our life here, in the goodness and the awesomeness that it was to endure for the sake of the name. So, Father Brian,
Father Tay.
Practical Rambling Fathers, like, subscribe, hashtag, I don't know.
Whatever they do down there.
Boom, whatever the, yep. Mm-hmm. Peace out.
Bye.
Stay holy.